Hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So, what is today?
Was Thanksgiving last week?
It was.
I told Sandra last night, I said, you know, I would be driving into other states and countries without Caroline being my co-pilot because... Boy, can I get lost? Can I get into my own little world and just—I mean, it's
sack.
Like, you know, if I get dementia or Alzheimer, will anybody even notice it?
No.
That's what I was thinking, because it's like, you know, I mean, I live this Livy type thing sometimes. But right now we're having tea and coffee and cake, and we're at the barn. Haven't been over here in a while. I'm back home, and it's been lovely. And we have been celebrating my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving, which by choice, I spent home alone watching stupid shit, doing stupid shit on my computer, on my phone, playing games, and just doing a Gloria Nothing day. I was so busy doing nothing on my phone. So, you know, it's like... Now, here's the difference. I had places to go. I had people invite me. I have things going on. Because if and when I want a life, I have a life. I have friends. Even though I act a little crazy sometimes, I'm actually a pretty solid person. So that's the difference, guys, is that there are people that can't get around. They can't shop. They can't fix a meal. And if you have, well, first of all, let me just tell you, if you go into gloria.parker@gmail.com, I had sent out this beautiful, or like me on Facebook. Now, I'm telling you right now that I put a lot of bad shit about Trump. So if you're a Trumper, don't bother doing it that way. Go ahead and go gloria.parker@gmail.com. Because I put some pretty cool things out. And one of them was a video that I believe, I think Deb might have sent it from Israel. I don't really remember. I'll have to go in and look and see where I got it. But it is fabulous. And it talks about it just brings you through a beautiful visual, and this, who the hell was that guy? You know, I don't do details. That's that four thing, you know. But anyway, it was, did you see it?
No.
I sent it to you. I mean, I sent it out, but I get crazy because sometimes I'll send it here, and then I'll say, well, they would love this, and then I'll forget and send it to that same person that I thought would love it. I'll send it again. But it's a video on... it starts off with this cute little girl. It's describing how when you expand your consciousness that things open up to you and that you are, you know, like you see beautiful sunsets and everything. So it's like this reminder of the day we are given. That, like, it's a beautiful reminder of the day that we are given today. And it kind of, like, just for a moment sets aside all the things that we don't have, because the things that this man describes and shows you is stuff that God gives you. And it's just, it was just amazing. I sent it, I put it on my Facebook a couple times. I sent it out to both Messenger and Messages. But then what will happen is I have the same people, and so they'll get two, and then the people that I really would think would like it, but I don't know that because I don't know them that well, those people never see it. So it's like, you know, that's what happens in a five world. Now, a four would keep up better, and more people would get it, less people would get it twice, and that's the difference between the four and the five. So, you know, so I don't have any four, and, you know, and I'm sorry. So here's the deal.
And you don't miss it. Because you're an Aquarian.
Yeah, and I don't miss it. So another thing that I'd like to share that I got some good information this month is astrologyzone.com. Susan Miller. Oh, my God. You know, I think it's been 20 years now. She's been doing, she doesn't just give you like a paragraph. She gives you a true reading and goes into detail each sign, month to month. She just sends daily. She has a calendar that's always beautiful. I always try to buy a couple of her calendars. And she's just amazing. I mean, she truly is an amazing woman. And her information is like spot on, fabulously beautiful. So here, that's my thing, okay? And I think that everybody would be able to keep up. You know, I always say, keep up with your year to year, your, they call that a Saturn return. Your sun was every year on your birthday, the sun is back where it was when you were born. I think that's how that works. And so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And so if you know your year to year numerology and you know that, and then you plugged in month to month with, Astrology Zone with Susan Miller, I think you could pretty much have the roadmap that you need to, I don't know, decide some things that are good for you, okay? So my astrology for December is pretty awesome, and I don't always understand because I don't know a lot about it, but the way she explained it, it was pretty awesome, and I'm expecting to have a fabulous, fabulous month this month. So that's
that yours?
I don't know what's happening here. Let me see. Why is my computer doing stuff?
Oh, but
I don't know. Let's see if I can turn that off. Okay. So anyway, Caroline's with me, of course. I did forget about the show. She texted me last night. I was at bingo, and I did not get it. And then this morning, I don't know why, I just kind of left me.
You didn't answer the phone.
Yeah, my phone might have been on mute or something because of bingo. Who knows? But anyway, so all those things said, I'm here. And we've had coffee and tea and muffin and cake, and life is good, as far as I can tell.
Yep.
Deb is downstairs setting up her jewelry for the big psychic fair this weekend because she needed to do it early. She's just busy. You know, people in retail, they're very busy this month, and Deb, of course, is busy with having a couple shows that happen in her world, but she does not miss psychic fair, and a bunch of us doesn't. I mean, we just don't. I think we've been doing them, I don't know, how long. Yeah, that's good, Caroline. Did you get them done?
Mm-hmm.
They look great. I love that color. Is that an orange or a red? Because it looks like,
I don't know. I said, give me a holiday color, and that's what they gave me.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like a...
It's really pretty.
Coral, I guess. It's not red, and it's not orange. And
I know. It's really
and
pretty.
And yet it has some gold in it, too.
Very, very pretty. Anyway, So let me just stop for a second. Now, Caroline doesn't need me to tell her how great her nails look. She has a husband, kids, and family that love her, and lots of friends. Okay. But just that one instance. If you're out and about, like at bingo last night, the girl had really weird, they were weird fingernails. But they were kind of okay. I mean, not something I would do, but I noticed them. And so because I noticed them, I said, oh, I love your nails. Well, I did love her nails. Not love it like Gloria Parker needs it, wants it, or whatever. Have it. But for her, because she picked it, they were perfect. And they looked really cool. You know, so I mentioned it. So my point for saying this is it's Christmas. People, you just don't know what other people are going through. And some friends of mine, my BFF, Deb, in Israel, she just lost her stepdaughter. I know what it's like to lose a daughter. She has lots of kids that are mourning their sister, half-sister. She's good friends with her ex-husband and his wife, and the whole family are close. It was a tragedy time for them, and it just the devastation just starts because I know what it's like to mourn Jody every day. So my point for saying this is I want everybody to just be kind. Just be kind to one another. That's where the magic is. It's not at the hearings today in the Congress. It's not Trump over there making an ass out of himself. It's not any of those things. Our life is local. Our government is local. Take care of your local and then go out to the rest. Do that first. Do that first. Because if you're not taking care of and loving the people around you and you're not showing, I had a friend yesterday that I love, and he shared with me that he, for the first time in his life, he's changing from Democrat to Republican. Kind of took me back. But because I care about him so much, we just had a, I guess, pretty civil conversation, you know. And it made, and then I had somebody on Facebook this morning come in and have a reply to something that I wrote that I thought was Republican, but this is the second or third time he's come in and said something positive about the Dems. And so that kind of surprised me. So I thought to myself and laughed. I went, oh, so I lost one and gained one. Okay. So it's like, because you have to just understand when in your world, life doesn't seem fair. Life doesn't seem right. Life is full of shit. You have to understand it's all God. And if you understand that, then you will be okay with not being in charge of any of it. But as long as I feel sorry for the fours that want to control everything, they must be driving their little selves crazy, because as a five, it's hard for me to watch what's going on because of my beliefs. So how about if I was a four and wanted to control everything? Those people, it must be hard for them. So my point is be kind, be good, know that it's all God. Don't go in debt. We have no idea what's going to happen with our economy. I know people think it's great, unless you're wealthy. Unless you have a 401, even if you have a 401, nothing is positive about how our future stands right now. And I just want everybody to not be a victim if you can help it. We're going to be all victims on some level, but if you can help it personally, please just take care of your business. Investigate things you do. Have an open mind, have an open heart, and just say, I want what's right, and see if that right can't find you. So that's how I feel about that. Another thing is our friend, Anna Banan. Oh, well, let me finish with Caroline. So Caroline is a animal communicator, and she talks to your pets and make sure they're okay. So what if your pet wanted a cute red sweater for Christmas? How do you think it would tell you? I bet you it would come through a communicator and say, you know what, I'm really missing some red in my wardrobe. And how many of you knuckleheads have wardrobes for your animals? I'd like to bet lots of you, because we are all pretty nuts when it comes to...
Shasta had a new pink sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Has a little turtleneck.
So we all do that. I mean, it's like, I didn't do that much for Thor because he was a man's man. And, you know, but he did have a red collar. But, I mean, he didn't, you know, he had a red service jacket. But other than that, I didn't really dress him up much. I didn't even like it when they put a scarf on him when I used to take him for grooming. because then I stopped taking him for grooming because I was giving him a bath every day. So anyway, I can't even tell you guys how hard it is to live.
He didn't mind sporting his little kerchief, though.
No, he didn't mind it. I just thought he was so pretty it was taken away from him.
Yeah, Shaft was trying to eat her sweater 2 minutes after I put it on her. No, you silly dog.
Yeah. So that
you
was
dumb baby.
That was $20. Yeah, and you're going to be saying that till she's how old? Six.
Well, she's
seven?
A year old this month. Okay. So and she's got another good year of puppyhood, and then things should get a little quieter.
We'll be praying.
We do every day.
Yeah.
But we don't kill her. She's eating the light bulbs off the bottom of the Christmas tree.
God. Are you sure she's a dog?
No.
Yeah.
The cats and dogs are both so confused they don't know what they are.
Yeah. I mean it's like they just, you know, whatever. I've been noticing cats all of a sudden. We had a baby with Trilon was a great cat.
She was.
I'm not against cats. I'm not doing any of it. Spirit has always brought me in my animals. Even Thor. Jody gave me Thor. And that was 9 years. A nine-year love affair.
Yep.
And so I've always never went out. I wouldn't even know how to start. I've thought about it. Like, if I want to find the perfect dog, would I pick it out and then go look for it? Or would I just go into a kennel and let the dog pick me, or how would that work? I don't even know. And after the little bit of processing I did, I went, you know what? Why are you even doing that? Just tell the universe the next time you're ready for an animal, just bring it to me like you have every animal.
Every single one.
Because I've really loved everyone.
That's how that works.
Yeah. So when I bought my house back in 95, which is 24 years. I keep saying it. I've been in my house 22 years, but it's actually 24 years. Next year will be 25 years I've been in my house. And I rented a house in Mountain Park behind the house that I ended up buying. These people that rented me their house, they moved into a new house up on top of the hill. And they said to me, I'm so sorry, but we've taken the cat home a few times and the cat really just wants to be here. And I said, well, you know what, I'm too busy for an animal, but I'll tell you one thing, nothing will die of starvation around me. I mean, I will feed this cat, so don't worry about that. Okay. And so and that's how it started. And and then that cat, they took it two or three times, and they would keep it in the house and let it, well, if I keep it in, you know, people said.
She was such a little girl.
And she was tiny. She was, yeah. She was a full-grown little thing. And so.
Independent.
It's independent.
Yeah,
and,
very independent.
And off of my deck, I had a tree, and that's how she would get up and down. So she would go anywhere she wanted, and when she wanted to come in, she came up that tree. When she wanted to go down, she'd go down that tree. And she just had a fabulous, fabulous life. And then she died with a brain tumor. And the vet, the lady who was recommended to me at the time, took her and then called me and said, you know, I need to put her down. Is that okay? So I was not involved in any of that, going back and forth to vets, or, you know, I missed that whole thing.
And cat boxes. Yeah. And.
Well, she never had a.
She never had one. She went outside.
She never had a. But when she got sick, it was interesting. She peed on my bed, which I could not believe. I mean, this cat. But that was the attention. Okay, mom, I'm sick. And then I realized that going up and down was getting hard for her. So then I put a litter box in the house when it was cold and outside on the deck. And we did that for just a short period of time, though. I don't remember even buying several bags of it, so it might have been a very short time. And then she left. And it was really hard. She's in the backyard. She's been buried in the backyard. So anyway, call Caroline, guys, and see if you can get some help with your animals. I wish I could zero in on exactly how it works and what, why you would call or what you would need, but I don't need to do that. You know that. And so call her and ask her some questions and see if you can't get some help from Caroline. And that where to find her the best way is on her website, and that's petslovecaroline.com. That's pets with a S, petslovecaroline.com. And you can get her in many, many ways, okay? Phone her, email her, text her, whatever, okay? So, and then I want to get to Anna Banana. Anna's been traveling. Anna is a 5 life path. And when she crossed her destiny in her 5 year, she really had a lot of change. She had a change in her marriage. She had a change in, she sold a house. She traveled. And she just got done with almost a month's traveling. And she went to, didn't she go to New Mexico on a retreat? And then she ended up going to Vegas and the Grand Canyon. And she went through Texas. I think she might have even went to see one of her brothers. And then she came back through. And the other day she was in Alabama at her dad's. And I think she might be back in Atlanta. So wherever you are, Anna, just know that we love you. Thank you so much for bringing us this radio show and helping us and supporting us so that we can do it. And Caroline and I have loved, we love you guys and we love the show, but I think for me and Caroline, we have been together 30 years and we've worked side by side. She managed my bookstore called Sunglow all those years. And then she proofed the paper for 20 plus years. And her and her husband have been running the psychic fairs for 25 plus years. So we have been, and I think that not having something that we know, we tried Toastmasters. We thought we were going to be able to meet twice a month for Toastmasters. That didn't work out that well. And we stopped the Beyond the World of Toastmasters. It was not my first game. It wasn't something Gloria thought of. It was something somebody else thought of and kind of talked me into. I actually liked it and got a lot from it. I do recommend that if you want to learn how to do like I'm not doing right now, which is curb your words and know that you're saying ums and ums and all of that. If I say almost every sentence, but when I watch TV now and I see even people that are getting paid like millions of dollars, commentators, I'll say to them, honey, you didn't go to Toastmasters? I mean, I'll talk to them on the, because it's so obvious because I'm noticing the things that I learned even with just a short year in Toastmasters. I'm learning and listening and I see these people are just not giving the message as well as they could. And so I learned a great deal and I recommend it. We just tried to do something different. We did Beyond the World of Toastmasters because we wanted a spiritual club. Well, what happened is that after a year, the people who were doing Toastmasters forever, they had an opportunity to take over the club because you lose the presidency after a year. So not because it was me, but we dropped me off of the head of the thing. And so all of my craziness and wanting to feed and put, you know, make the room nice and comfortable and all those little extra things that I thought is what is part of any meeting. I want to be able to go to the meeting. I want a comfortable place to sit. If I'm writing, I want a table. If I want to eat something, I prefer to eat on a table, not my lap. So all those little things that are important to me, I just brought to the event. Well, when it wasn't so spiritual and all those other things got not doing and went away. The club, I hope it makes it. I don't know. But it's not making it here in this building because I was also donating the building and the space. So anyway, But I'm telling you, it was a really a great thing. So if you really want to know, I recommend it. I mean, it's not expensive, and you know, I think that you should. I think that it, you really, you know, a year of it, even if it's just 6 months or a year of it, you will learn a lot, and you will listen to other people differently when they talk, and you'll pick up a lot of information. So anyway, let me get back. Anna, thank you, darling. Come see us. I don't know where you are. I think you might be back in Atlanta. And so I think we're going to take our, do we have a caller or not?
Well, yes, we do.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to that person.
917.
Okay. Hello, 917.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, honey? And where are you?
Oh, I'm in New Jersey. My name is Molly. I have a question. I had really bad dreams yesterday, and it was very disturbing. A sick patient was lying. My dog was completely abused. He had ulcers in the stomach. His hair was all shaven off. I was very, like upset when I saw him like that. I lost my way. I lost my passport, and on it went. And I'm like, what the hell? So, anyway.
So.
Really? So was this dream vivid? It must be. You wouldn't have remembered it. Molly.
Yeah.
Was the dream vivid, honey? Or I mean, was the dream like you remember it pretty? It sounds like you remember it even more than you want to. So is it something that
I already know what it's about? I think I already know what it's about. So I don't. Yeah.
How would you know that? How did you know that?
I just do.
Oh. Okay.
I don't really have any questions.
All right. Well,
let me see.
Well, let me just read you.
Yeah. January 28th, 73.
73?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see who you are.
Coming up. Not that far away.
49, 13, 4. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Did any of this dream that you had have anything to do with controlling stuff?
No.
Okay. Did it have to do with endings?
No.
Okay. Let me see where you are. 39, 18, 3, 68, 5. Okay, let me ask you a question. Last year, not 2019, but 2018, you crossed your destiny, and it had to do with your heart. Had to do with your heart opening, maybe a relationship, had to do with spirit guiding it, had to do with, it was just about you. It was all about your integrity, your being solid, and that was your game plan. Not this year, but last year. Do you know what that was that happened that might have built you a new foundation or something to do with a foundation?
Yes.
You do?
My own work, my own job, maybe. Not specifically in January. I don't know when it started, but maybe that.
This is a year. This is a year, year energy.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so did you get a new job?
My own, yeah.
You did, okay. And let me ask you this. Last year, or this year, you're not out of it yet, you should have made more money. Did you make more money?
Yes, but
okay.
Still not enough, of course.
Of course. So So here's the thing, okay? But interestingly enough, it was still about you building a new foundation. But did this job give you some extra, like moving around or freedom?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. More opportunity to learn.
Yeah. So, because that's where you were, okay? Now, here's where you're going so we already got that, okay? New relationships or people around, family, friends, new relationships, your family, all of that came first. Then the money. Then it was about you. Then it was about your new foundation, creating new freedoms. Okay, that's where you've been. You still are until your birthday, because my birthday is 131. So your birthday is a few days earlier, and so you have this energy for another 2 months. Okay, so take advantage of it. If something comes up where you can make more money, go for it, because as of your birthday, you go into a 69-15-6. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you married?
No.
Do you care about a relationship?
Yeah, I would like it.
Okay. This next year coming up, very, very possible. And the reason I'm saying that is because you're in the loop of the six. So the six is all about friendships, relationships, love involvement, and you're in the loop of it. And then the nine is something ending. So sometimes when I see that or completing, so that completed a cycle where possibly it's still about you. You have to make sure that whoever it is, because this will be a whole year. So whoever it is, make sure that you do not give up the freedoms that you just got. The freedom of not having to answer to somebody, or because sometimes, you know, we fall in love. We haven't been in love in a while, and the love, that feeling takes over, and we don't want to not be in love, and we want to protect that new feeling, and we give up ourselves. We give up freedoms. We let them get a little bit too bossy. We let them mind our business instead of just staying in their own little world of their business, and they want to know where you are and what you're doing and where you're going and okay. And even though you have a lot of fours and you like to have a game plan, that's different than having somebody take away your little everyday freedoms. So that's a different energy.
I see. A man coming in that could be like that?
Yeah. So watch that.
You would want more of my attention, you mean?
Yeah. So just make sure that, you know, but you're in the loop of the six. And when you're in the loop of the six, to me, the six represents L-O-V-E love on every level of every relationship. So it could mean, you know, like, 24 years ago, I went to Israel and met my best friend, Debbie. We've been friends all these years. I know her world. She knows mine. She's coming here the first of the year with some friends of ours from Canada. I mean, it has been an expansion of a love fest of a good, good friend. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it wasn't a man and it wasn't a love relationship, a sexual relationship, but it was a very deep friendship. So they come in on all levels, and that's why I'm saying for you, it'll be that. It won't just be the man. It'll be other people that you've learned, that you work with, that you meet. Everybody will be on a heart level for you. And so enjoy that next year because to me, there's nothing in the world like friendships. It's like you were listening. I saw you were on. Me and Caroline have been friends 30 years. I mean, we've never had an argument. We've worked side by side. We've been best friends for a million years. I mean, I don't even think about a time when I won't have Caroline or, you know, our friendship won't just keep growing. And, you know, I mean, and, you know, like in everything else, you have to learn how to not control somebody else and mind your own business. And if you do that, you can keep friends forever. And you, young lady, need to think about that because of your life lesson. Your life lesson says that you are in the loop of that four, and that four has some controlling issues going on. You like clean space. You like a plan. You like to know what's going on. You like to know where everybody's going to be, what time you're getting there. You know, you picking me up on time. You might even get a little pissed at people who aren't on time. All of those things is what you come to work through this lifetime. So you have to be true to what you told spirit you would work on, but also in your own world, learn how to work and mingle that in to a world where you aren't, where you can live the fullest through it. And for me, I can say this because I have an active five that is really active. And the five doesn't want a plan at all. We just want to ride by, get through any way we can. We're always a little bit late. We always just do what we have to do and make it all work. And the four is sitting there with their hand on their chin going, and how the hell do they work and live? And I also don't know how you work and live. So there's differences of people that we meet every single day. And if we can stay in our own little lane and deal with our own little shit, we have a much better chance of keeping people in our lives and making them your friends.
Well, my cousin is staying with me for 2 months. And, you know, I do have a little bit of a control issue, like I did tell her to, you know, pay $50 towards the cleaning lady. Now, if she doesn't pay that, then I'm going to be, of course, very hurt, but I'm not going to say anything.
Well, okay. So what you're saying is that you have taken what I just said and zeroed in on something that you think is controlling, which I don't think is controlling at all. If somebody is staying with you, now, if you're taking their food money, and you're supposed to be helping them, that may not be a help. Then we
food
would put
is not
that
an
in
issue. She can no food is not an issue. I'm very impressed with myself. Like food is not an issue. I always have enough food. That is very impressive. I don't want anyone to be deprived, so I'm okay with the food. I told her if you have any extra cookies and stuff, I don't want to see it. Put it in your room. I don't want to see crack, cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
That's sugar. Crack cocaine is sugar. I don't want to see crack cocaine in my kitchen. If you have crack cocaine, leave it in your room.
Okay. Well, you know, so we're talking
I don't want
about
that running around my brain.
Period. All right, listen to me. There's a difference, and this is why it's important that we're talking.
Okay.
Because there's a difference in control and control. It's your house. There's a few things that you sound very adamant about. She has her own room. She can put her own shit in her own room. You're not saying, you can't have it in my kitchen, but you also can't put it in your room because if you put sugar in your room or you put sweets in your room and that to me is cocaine, then I might get bugs. Now, if you're not being unreasonable, then I think it's okay for you to have some rules. All I'm saying is that look at the rules, make sure that, in other words, say your cousin comes in. I don't know what the hell's going on with you, but say this. Say your cousin's coming. So suppose I have, like I had, my niece came and lived with me and my daughter one time in her life, many, many, many years ago, 30, 40 years ago. Well, I don't remember ever, which I wouldn't, ask her for anything. Because she came from New York to Georgia and was looking for a job and was going to start a new life here.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have a job. She was a young girl. And so this is a perfect example for me to give you. It wasn't when I started, but now that I think about it. Because what she was doing is I was going to work, my daughter was going to school, and all she was doing was hanging around the house, which was fine. She needed a break, just hang out and be okay. Never thought about food or money. There was never, I don't remember ever being a thought about that. But after a while, I had to say to her, honey, I didn't invite you down here for you to sit on your ass and always be in the house where me and my Jody don't have an afternoon we're in the house alone. It wasn't a big house where we don't have any space because you're always here
right.
and you're supposed to be finding yeah. a job.
Right.
So because I said that, she went out and guess what? 35 years later, she's a big shot with her in her job. She now lives in Philly and she's got a fabulous career and a fabulous job because
cool.
I made her get off her ass to go do something. Now, you might say to me, well, that was controlling. Well, I don't give a shit what you say. She needed to have a push. She needed for me to push her. I wasn't asking her to go and get a stupid job so she could pay me rent or have food money. I wasn't doing any of that. I was just saying to her, go and use the time you have here to go and find the perfect job for you. And so she went to a temp agency. She got a job. And lo and behold, she ended up with that job. Like I said, it's been 35 years. And she is still with the company and does phenomenal. So I'm just saying for you, I want you to mm-hmm. look at what is controlling. Controlling is pissed because somebody's 10 minutes late. Controlling is when you go on vacation with a car full of girls and you're the one that has to know where are you going, what are you doing, how long is it going to take, when are you coming back, where are you going to eat, how much money do I need? That is controlling because it's not controlling just for you. It's for more people. So go ahead and start looking at where am I controlling and what is not controlling. But to have boundaries that make sense when people are in your space, that is not controlling. They won't mean we want to stay with you long, but guess what? Who gives a shit? Let them go on their way, but you will have helped them. You will
okay.
help, and that is what you want to do. You wanted to help them, and you will help them.
Yeah.
You see, so go ahead and check this out for me, and do me a favor. Go ahead and play with this information, and then call us back and say, remember, you know, this is Molly, and I called you, and I wanted you to know, man, oh, man, did I find places that I was controlling and places that I thought were controlling that aren't at all, and I would love to hear that. I would love to hear back from you.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And I wish you and your cousin a lot of luck. And I think,
in terms of career, what's going to happen?
To who? You or her?
Me.
Okay. Well, you just said you got a new job and made more money. What are you doing?
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. You did it in a perfect frame, and Spirit helped you find that job. And you like the job. And you like the job.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking at. The six is love. The seven is spirit helps. The one is you. The three is your creativity. And sometimes you actually enjoy it. And you can respect the job. I don't know what it is you do, but whatever it is, you can respect it. And it's good for your soul. And then the four is your outcome number, new foundation. And that matches your four in your life lesson number, which is the time frame. And that's why I said you crossed your destiny. So whatever happens in that 4 year when you're in a four life path, that means a new foundation of something that came in that was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good. But try to make as much money as you can. Stay on. Keep remembering that you still have to be active for a couple months. Because I'm in an 8 year, and I've got to remember that too. that I've got two more months and before I leave my 8-year. So go have some fun, sweetie, and you're in good shape.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart. Happy holidays. Okay. Well, I'm glad I don't see us having a whole list. That's good. Makes me nervous.
708.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I'm new to the show.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for calling. Where are you, honey?
Chicago.
Oh. Okay. And what's your weather like?
It's actually not too bad. It's 35 here. As long as it's not snowing, I'm fine.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, you must like it. You'd be out of it by now. What's your name?
It's Patty.
Okay. Was that your birth name?
Patricia.
Oh. And your, like, nickname?
Patty.
Yeah.
Oh, Patty.
They call me Patty.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you said Teddy, and I was going, where did you get that from? Okay.
no.
And what's your birthday? What's your birthday?
It's January 7th.
Year?
1955.
Well, okay. Let's see here. Let's see who you are. 8 and 39. 47, 11, 2. What happened to you last year? All new beginnings.
Well, my husband passed away.
40. Well, that was all new foundation, and it had to do with the heart.
Yes.
Had to do with the heart, and so was that was in 2018.
I think he died. Well, he died in 2017. God, it's hard to remember. I think the anniversary was last June or this June.
Okay. Well, that would make some sense because. Okay, so the 9 in your numbers. Just because, are you new to numerology or are you just new to the show?
No, I know a little bit about numerology.
Okay. So then you know that you were in the year your husband died in 2017 was, you were in a 9 year, the 9 years, the year of endings, completions, mm-hmm. having things that are finished. Okay. And so that would make sense. And then in 2018, you had a new foundation, and that was a 1 year, which was all new beginnings. In this year you're in right now, you were in a 47-11-2. So what happened to you in that year is new foundation, building a foundation, because you'll be doing that for a while. And it doesn't just mean like a new home, new business, new job. It means new heart, new way of dealing. I mean, a foundation is like feeling like you're more on solid ground than you were the year before, just because you've got something else. Some other things have come in to replace the solid scope that your husband left. So this year you have been, spirit has been with you, and I don't know what you do, Patty, but you had a lot of ideas this year, like I don't know, an idea a minute,
an idea day. Like lots and lots of things come through, whether it was in dreams or just sitting having your coffee in the morning and thinking, like, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next? What am I going to do? But the beautiful thing about you is that when you were in your 2018, not only did you have new beginnings, but you also crossed your destiny. Do you know what those new beginnings were? He's gone, and now you're in your next year of new beginnings, and you crossed your destiny. What happened?
What happened to me?
Yeah. What new beginnings started? Was it just the new beginning, somebody passing and you getting on with your life, or did something, I don't want to say more substantial, because what could be more substantial than that, but was it something more?
Well, it was, most of my life I've taken care of somebody, and I took care of my husband for, he depended on me, so I was standing now all by myself.
Okay.
And nobody there to jump up and do things for. So, yeah, it feels unfamiliar.
Okay. But even though that sounds horrible, it was actually good because you crossed your destiny, and you had, when you cross your destiny, the universe comes in and balances out your life again. So that's what happened. You were in a 46-10-1, had to do with new foundation, surrounding with by love, creating the 10, which creates the 1. That was in 2018, and you're a 28-10 life path. So the 2 means you love people and people love you. And the thing that I'm looking at here that I'm hoping is true, which I love my numbers and I trust them, is that either you have money, made money, was less money, but something around you says, I can make this financially. So is financially, are you okay?
It's been a struggle, but I'm okay. I'm just okay. I'm not where I want to be.
Okay.
I know it's out there, but I don't really have it right yet.
Okay. Well, and the reason that you're so optimistic about it is because I'm looking at eights here. You have eights in your main numbers. Okay. And then you have the 2, which means the kumbaya and the way to figure it out. Like if there's just not one way to skin a cat, and you see that, you know that. So I'm looking at your main number, and your main number is a 28-10-1. So when I see that middle number means a lot to me. All the numbers mean a lot to me, but the middle number, the 8, that shows me that unlike me, who has no 8s and no 4s, that number with that 2, which is where you've been this last year with all kinds of ideas, you have figured it out. Now, as of your birthday, not far away, you're going to actually take that and you're going to be 48-12-3. And this is where you're going to live next year. So you've had the 2. The 2 is familiar with you. You've got a few of them in your main numbers. So you know how to make it work. You have that ability. The money magic number lives in you, with you. So unlike me, I started to say before, I have no 4s, I have no 8s. The only thing, had never made a lot of money. I had is I had, a survivor. I mean, I went to the School of Hard Knocks. I've got a lot of years in survival school, and I'm not afraid take what I've built, which has been my credit, and use it to get the things I want. Not a bank, because I never had any money. You have to have money from a bank. So I had to use my own credit to do things. So I found a way, but undifferent, very different than the way an eight thinks about things. An eight, you just know that that money magic is going to happen. And I'm going to guess you just know it. I mean, you know, it's like it's a knowing. It's not like a worry. I mean, you may do some things that you don't like sometimes to create it, but basically it's just always a thought. A thought away is money. A thought away. And you will do that because you're a go-getter, self-starter, kick-ass anytime you want to. You are not afraid of life or the world. It doesn't mean that you don't want to come and get it through peace, love, forgiveness, health, all of those things. But it means that that's who you are. And on your that year that you were a one, that 2018 time frame, okay, when those new beginnings were coming in, now that that's happened and it's you've had a hard year with having the void of the nine and your husband not here, now all of a sudden it's all up to you. But you don't sound devastated. You don't sound, oh, my God. You sound, okay, bring it on, because that's who you are. You're a 28-10-1 life path, go-getter, self-starter, kick-ass any way I want it. I'm climbing over a hill, and I don't know what's there, and you tell everybody in the back, just stay here. I'll go over there and check it out. The pioneer, the person that can get it done. That's who you are.
That's so
and
cool.
That's why you've done that role so well. And that's why you know the role that you were. It was like, I have always taken care of everybody. And now all those everybodies are more gone than they are in front of me. And right now it's like a whole new world. And I've got an idea a minute. And they're all coming from spirit. Spirit has your back. And then next year, guess what happens? As soon as your birthday hits on the day of your birthday, you turn into a 48-12-3. 48-12-3 is still building a foundation with more money, building your money foundation. All about you and caring for others. But caring for them doesn't mean caring for them like you know. Caring for them is the partnership more. It's more about the person who walked in a parade arm in arm, step by step with you, rather than you happen to lead or follow. It's having a partnership. Having somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can somebody that can actually take on the same load. And through that, you're going to have more fun this next year than you've had in 9 years.
Wow. That would be phenomenal.
So, this is my advice to you. I feel like you, even though you're strong, that those ones are so strong, but even though you're a strong lady. When you lose somebody, there is a grieve time. And the grieve time needs to be acknowledged. And then after that happened in 2017, then when you went into the one energy, it was the universe helping balance out your world. You had a year of that. Then this year, you've had the two, which is the kumbaya, which the peace, love, and let's just all get along. And you've had an idea a minute. Now you're going into new foundation, more money, the partner, the true partnership, creating the three, which is using your creativity, is going to be stronger than ever. Your ability to maintain, get, or have people's respect because they see you as a solid entity. They see you as a solid lady. It's like the mother, father, God aspect. It's like looking at a pyramid. That's you. And then the other thing about the three that I love is the fun. You will not have as much fun. You'll have more fun this year than you've had in nine. People say, well, that doesn't sound very fortunistic. I said, what the hell are you talking about? You know, to have your fun year is as important as any other year.
Oh,
your
yeah.
Fun, so what I want is for in the summer or whenever you can, the timing's good, I want you to relax, take a vacation, go have some fun. Or in your everyday life, once a month, plan with a friend, go to a concert, go do something. You know, whatever it is that you like, I want you to take it more serious and say, God, I haven't been ice skating in 40 years. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. Go do it. Go do it. Go do the things that have made you happy. Okay? Because it's important.
Yes.
And laugh
yes.
more. Do all the things that has to do with it. 1 year. Because you know why? Your foundation is being built. More money's going to come in. You've got you and another person. And I don't know whether, I don't know, you know, I don't like to say because, but I don't know. I mean, you could meet somebody. The one and the two is the partnership, but a true partnership. You're not taking care of this person. You don't need them to take care of you. You just want somebody that will share some good times, some lifetimes, anything, but you don't need to have what you had. Guess what?
Yes.
Next year, in 2000, and that would be 2021, you go into a 4 year, which is new foundations. New foundations. So it could be buy or sell a house. You know, it could be just anything that has to do with what a new foundation looks like for you. Foundation is usually a new job, a new car, a new lover, a new house, buy and sell something and an upgrade or downsize, but it has to do with your foundation. So all of that is going to happen. You're not going to get away from it because it's a 4-9-13-4. You're in the wheel of the four, but that's not till 2021. The next year, you've got an opportunity to lighten up, and you deserve it. You deserve
yep.
it. So look at it like that. Like, I'm going to plan a trip. I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to go take a cruise. I'm going to go lay in the sun. I'm going to go to Costa Rica. I'm going to go have some fun. And do it. And do it. Because you deserve
Thank
it.
You.
And that's where you're at. I mean, you've got full permission. I don't
Thank
think
you.
Get here. Because I know the money's going to be okay. I see the year you lost your husband, the absolute, your foundation, freedom through change, and missed and lost something. And that was all in 2017. I mean, the numbers are really, really strong when it comes to giving you a roadmap.
Wow.
So it's not me, believe me. I do know my numbers, but I'm telling you, all I do is look at this whole page of numbers, and it just gives me a story. It gives me your storyboard.
That is so cool. I don't think I've ever heard anything this extensive. This is really cool.
Well, most
and thank
people,
you.
Unfortunately, they'll say a one, and then they'll tell you. They don't use all the numbers. It would be like giving you an astrology reading and not telling you your sun sign, your rising sign, and your moon, or your eclipses, or your solar return. I mean, there's, you know, it would be like taking those five pieces of information and just saying that you're an Aquarian or a Capricorn. Well, shit,
right.
Yeah. You know, I know you're a Capricorn. I know that.
Yeah, I have a lot of water in my chart. Half of my chart, I think, is water.
So, you know, so I tell people all the time, and you, I don't know if you were on earlier, but I was recommending two things. Get your numbers done, and you can call me free every year. Doesn't matter. Just call me back. Let me know what's going on. We can check. If you meet somebody, we can check out and see how he is. Wouldn't that be nice if you could save yourself, or at least be aware that
yes.
he's an asshole before yes. he shows up that an asshole, right? I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not over. I mean, I'm 70. I'm going to be 74 in January. You know, you're just really.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like I'm a young chick, but I know I don't want an asshole. So if I did like somebody, which I don't know if that'll ever happen at my age, but who knows? I'd like to know, and all I need to know is his birthday. So when you do meet somebody, or you know, just call me and I'll tell you about it. We don't need to know
absolutely.
Nothing else. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love this. This has been so terrific. I'm so glad I called.
I am too, honey. I am too. I mean, you never know, because it's all God. So we never know why the hell we do something, or why we don't, or why we made that connection, or why we met this person
right.
at a party. Or we don't know these things. Life is a mystery, but not when it comes to astrology and numerology. God really did give us a decent plan to follow. We did get a decent roadmap. So when people say, I don't know, I went, that's bullshit. What you do is you're not using what you do know. Unless they're not spiritual and they've never heard of numerology or astrology, and then, of course, I'm with them. You know, life is pretty much a mystery. But
yeah.
Otherwise, to me, I just don't agree with that. You know, and you know what? I went in yesterday and read Susan Miller, astrologyzone.com. And I went, wow, I hope this, and she's been so right on. I've been following her. Now sometimes every now and again, I'll check in. I'm not, because of my five, I'm just sporadic as hell. I live sporadic. But when I think about needing the information or wishing I knew, she's one of the first people I think of. And so I went in and I read it and I said, wow, okay, so this should be a good month for me. Now, can I tell you anything I read? No, I don't retain much information. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I don't know any of this stuff because I've ever read it in a book. I don't know how the hell I read, to be honest with you. But the thing of it is, I mean, when I check and I check myself and say, how did I know that? And I go look it up or something, you know, I'm pretty much with the books, except they do it a whole different system than me. But and the number's the number. So when somebody gives you a one and says you're a one life path, guess what? They're 100% right, because you are a one life path. But to me, you're not. You're a 28 one. You're a 8-10 one. And that all changes things. Sometimes people will have five numbers out of nine that they get to work with in their life. Can you imagine? You don't. You've only got you only have three. But sometimes people will have a one and a two, and then they'll have a, you know, they'll have a three and a seven or whatever, okay? They'll have 12, 27, and then their birth date, and they'll have all these numbers, sometimes six out of nine. That means the energy of those numbers are working for that person. So it changes that for them.
Oh,
so
okay. I'm going to.
You see what I mean?
I can't wait to. Yes, and I can't wait to go back and listen to this over again.
Okay.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, and it is, and
I
it's like
it.
So yeah, I mean, and that's why I love it, is because otherwise this would be so boring. If I didn't do like this, and I didn't, this hasn't showed up in my life, I would be so friggin' bored with this process. Right?
Yeah.
Caroline's laughing because she knows it's true. I mean, the only thing that makes this keep it being exciting is because of the way that I look at the numbers and what everybody's got to work with. And it's so right on, and it's so awesome, and it gives people so much help. And that's why I love it. I don't just love it, although I do, I've always loved numbers. But I don't, you know, but I'm a 52-7. I can't even tell you what that 52-7 has been like. Oh, my gosh. It has been, And so, I mean, leading with that 5, oh, my God. And that 2, just thank God every day for 2. And you know what else I thank God for? Is that in my astrology, I am a Cancer rising. And so when I want to take the 2 signs and I want to put them together, I put the planet with the number, and the Cancer rising is the 2 for me. And that's the kumbaya. That's the peace, love, and everybody loves me, and I love everybody, and Cancer is all about home. I could stay home I could stay home the rest of my life. I think I could, but then my 5 wouldn't like it. My 5 would say, okay, God damn it. You know, are you going to do something? I'd say, yeah, I can go to bingo. I like bingo. But,
yeah,
you know,
I'm a full moon Cancer rising.
Oh, see? So that, you know, you've always loved your home. You probably decorate fairly, if not greatly. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the beholder. Yeah. So when you've got a shit bundle of 2s. You've got a shit bundle of 2s. You lead with your 2. So yeah, it'd be very important in a life reading for you. Absolutely.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like when people think that they don't have God helping them and giving them something when they came in to go by, that to me is just bullshit, because that's not true.
Yeah. No, I know that.
So anyway, I hope that you stay out of the wind. I was in Chicago.
I really.
It was my ass off, man. You can't go to a hotel and come outside and die. I came out to a hotel downtown. And I'm from upstate New York. I'm not a wimp. But I tell you what, and Caroline, her and her husband, they lived in Chicago 10 years. That's how they got here. And they said, okay, we cannot do this anymore. We got to go south.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it's hard.
So,
I do want to tell you how grateful I am that I did call. And I love this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, honey. And have happy holidays, and give us a call back anytime. Okay. Don't be a stranger.
Sure,
we have a lot of people call back, and we love from you guys. So.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Sorry about your husband,
all right,
honey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. Interesting, huh? Isn't it weird, though, how those numbers, like, you know, when I started working with Patty, and then she mentioned her husband, and I said that was in, because I'm looking at new beginnings, see?
Mm-hmm.
But then when she said no, it was the year before, and then the 9, which is really the appropriate. That is the appropriate number to have a loss, is your 9 year. So that made, like, more sense, you know. And the 4 was her foundation, and then the 5 was having more freedom, creating the 9, which was some sort of an end. So it was just, you know, it's just beautiful when you can, and it's kind of like, I always kid about it, it's kind of like wallpapering, you know. Has anybody ever wallpapered? You put one, you get the gate paste out, and you get it ready, and you roll the paste, and then you put it up, and that one piece, and it went, ooh, that is cool as shit. And then you put the second piece, and before you got a wall done, you know, it's like, I love that feeling. I haven't wallpapered in 50 years. But I always remember how, on my farm days, how I loved wallpapering. And one time I put up a scene, And when I go up to North Carolina, you know, he has the very first thing he did on that house, which it was just basically a shack at that point, was he wallpapered up a map of the world.
That was cool.
That was the very first thing he ever did, you know. So, yeah, so is that awesome or what? You know, I mean, what about put a world map up over there? That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be very cool. I don't like
perfect place.
I don't like covering up my wood, you know. We're at the barn right now, guys, and it's really nice. Do we have somebody?
No.
Oh, okay.
You talked to that one already.
Okay. So, so we're at the barn right now, and we're doing the show, and then I'm going to have you take this home to Dwayne. The top over there?
No. I think you might have to put it up around the counter.
Okay. So, anyway, if somebody better call or we're not going to hang around, I've got so much to do. I need to go to the bank. I need to go to the post office. I need to go buy candy for the psychic fair. I might work downstairs for a half hour or so this morning or this afternoon. But we've got...
Did you get little pinkies out of here?
No, I didn't. I have a whole bunch of them at home. I just didn't have... I took the ones from here to the house, and that's why I didn't
Did
have
you
it.
Get coffee?
No, I didn't want it. I had tea.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's going on in your world, anything?
Dwayne's got the tree up. The dog, like I say, the dog is eating the little glass balls off the bottom. It's a pre-lit tree, so there's plenty to choose from. If she doesn't like kill herself eating glass or like herself, we'll get through her first Christmas. The center of the tree has dead light, so Dwayne's going to have to add a string of lights. And then he's going to decorate the tree. I don't know that he's in the mood to decorate anything but the tree.
You know.
Which is fine. I took the last load that I had for Goodwill yesterday and dropped off like 6-7 bags out of the back of the truck. It was Goodwill. And, but I still have the clean-out bug, so I think I'm going to have Dwayne get all the boxes down of Christmas and clean them all out.
I would.
Get that done.
You know, I mean, seriously, even if he, while he, you know what will happen if you do that? It's like everything will be out, and then you'll say, oh, God, we haven't had this out in a while, and I love this. And you'll replace some of the things maybe that you used to love.
Well, you know what's weird is, you know, when Suzanne first moved back to California, she would send me some California Christmas ornaments. So somewhere in 12 Christmas boxes, I just got this all tangled up, there is a Santa in his swim trunk sitting in his lawn chair next to his conch shell house. It's going to go on the back of my toilet in the bathroom that I've made, the mermaid bathroom. So. And I haven't had that out in probably 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where it
well,
is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm
I just
thinking,
know it's there
I'm
somewhere.
Thinking that with you would maybe have, instead of 12 boxes, have 2 boxes of the stuff that you can't, that you might want to switch out until you die. You know?
Over the years, your taste changes, your style changes.
That maybe
your house changes.
Your granddaughter might like some of that. You put a box together for her. Don't they have a mantle or a door that they could put something in front of? Or, I mean, just don't judge it. Just say, this would be Jill, because she'd be the only one. Jill.
Lane.
I mean, Lane, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
Lane would be the only one that spent enough time at my house that might find something she cares about. Nobody else is. That's okay. I don't have the stuff for them. I have the stuff for what I like for my house.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, I do have my mice.
Is that somebody?
That's the lady you just talked to. That's Patty.
Okay. Hey, Patty.
Patty's listening in Chicago.
Okay.
I do have I've pared things out a little bit over the years, but I've ignored stuff too. So there's all kinds of stuff in little boxes that needs, that just needs cleaning out.
Yeah.
So
I put my
that's my bed now.
Oh. Okay.
It's our bedroom. And you know, my cats don't let me have anything on my dresser. So I box these little boxes and put stuff in the boxes. This little thing here is our thumbprints. When we first moved here, we went up to Dahlonega and found this street artist. And she would take your thumbprint, and then she'd draw a little animal around it.
Oh, wow.
Could it be a squirrel or a frog or something? So this picture is Damon, Duane, and I, our thumbprints.
Oh, wow. How cute.
And that's something that's very special to me.
Isn't it funny how this stuff that we, you know. I like the little, your little thing here. I would lose every credit card if I ever tried that, though. There's no way I can do that. There's just no way.
When you walk into my closet, I had Duane lower the mirror. And I have this little bench, a little lamp.
Looks good. You did a great job.
And I have clothes and...
Ah.
And then jackets are in the closet.
Nice.
Wayne has really, I think, is really enjoying having that closet in the bedroom himself. It's all nice and tidy, and his, all of his shoes are on the racks, and, you know. And the animals think that's the secret room. Every time we open the door, they run in there. Tippy loves that bench.
Wow.
He loves to sit on that bench. So I'm still cleaning my house out. After I get Christmas cleaned out, I'm going to go into my office and clean that up. I had some wonderful clients last week.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm saying that we need to probably mid-month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go up to Delano to see Thomas and have him program those.
Oh, yeah.
And so while we're there, we could go ahead and have lunch up there and then swing by and see Ginger's.
Yeah, we'll be right by it. There's a really good Italian restaurant right off the main street.
Sounds good.
And it's right near the shopping mall where her things are.
So we'll go ahead and plan that. I think Iris might try to go with us.
That would be fun.
So, but I'd like her to go so that she could understand more about how these machines work. I would love that. I would love to see if the radionics machines, how they work, or, you know. I mean, I've always heard about them. I have.
Well, you know,
three
this would be a good time for you to share with your people the healing hurts.
Well, I wish I knew. I wish I knew more about them.
Just the music that you clipped into this month.
Oh, yeah. The 527. It's the 527 hertz. It's a resonance vibration that is for healing. And if you Patty, if you're still listening or whoever's listening, if you go into YouTube and just search 528 hertz, and if you do that, you will be able to get the 528 resonance for healing, for your eyesight, for just about anything. And you can plug in there and do 528. And then there's also there's one that I've been listening to that I really like a lot, and it's called which one was that? Was it, I think it's like 4, I think it's 430, 432 maybe. anyway, you can go in and it'll just give you different kind, different hertz, what they're for, and I just play them at night. And Sandra's been playing them. She said that she woke up like at a quarter to 11 the other day. She said that it just zonked her. So my point is that you really, really should these frequencies are there to help you. And if anybody knows about the Rife frequencies or radionics or the Andam machine or what was Bob's machine's name? Do you remember when Dr. Bob was here? He had a machine that, I mean, there a lot of people
right.
are making these frequency machines, and they just, what they do,
well,
basically,
Mandara's machine.
And Mandara's machine. So they do these machines.
Built around the vibrations of sound.
That's what they are. And if you hold them, like the Rife machine, one of the things was, is it was based on the sound. Every, like, kidney has a different frequency. Your heart has a different frequency. And so when you're holding the probes, the metal handles, and they're connected to the machine, the conductor, you can, like, if you had a, say you had a bad kidney or you had a kidney that was no good, you could hold them and it would, if you tune in to the kidney, the good kidney, what that vibration was, it could make the bad kidney good again. So there was a whole bunch of studies about that. I'm wondering why you're cold, and I see why you're cold.
I'm cold because you have three fans running.
I know, but why didn't you tell me?
Well, because you seemed comfortable.
No, I mean, I didn't understand. I thought the heater wasn't
working. Well, the heater's been on and off all by itself.
Dad's still here. I don't usually like these lights on, but I turned them on because it was so fucking cold when I got here. I'm not used to it anymore. So anyway, if nobody's going to call, I mean, this is unusual, but...
It is, but it's holiday time.
I trust spirit. It's like, okay. Okay, God, I gotcha. And so thanks, everybody, for calling. And I think we're just going to check out a half hour early because I got shit to do. So Caroline just told me, though, no Christmas Day and no New Year's Day, I guess. They both land on a Wednesday.
Right.
So we'll probably be here next Wednesday. But other than that, I don't know. So anyway, over and out, everybody. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Yeah, keep warm, everybody.
Bye, Patty.
Bye, Patty.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.